This is Andy Thomas from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we discover what it means to be a wholehearted man. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
Welcome to Truth Talk Live.
All right, let's talk.
The truth is, I can't hide it.
A daily program powered by the Truth Network.
This is kind of a great thing, and I'll tell you why.
Where pop culture, current events, and theology all come together.
Speak your mind.
And now, here's today's Truth Talk Live host.
So, what do these letters have in common? CIA, FBI, and BJU. Let me let you ponder that for a moment while I welcome to Truth Talk Live, David Lovegrow. Are you there, David?
Hey, I am here.
Hey, welcome to Truth Talk Live. Your host, Nikita Koloff. Great to have you with us, David. And, gosh, you're going to give us some insight because right now I've got our listeners pondering that question. What does the CIA, the FBI, and BJU all have in common? Of course, most listeners are probably going right now, okay, the CIA, yeah, I've heard of that. The FBI, okay, I'm pretty sure I know what that is. But BJU, David, enlighten us to what the initials BJU stand for.
Absolutely. That is Bob Jones University, which is a Christian liberal arts college in Greenville, South Carolina.
A liberal arts college in a Christian college in South Carolina. And I might add, David, one of the best kept secrets on the East Coast.
Yeah, you say the East Coast, but we are an international college. We have students from almost 50 countries, a huge and diverse a population of students from all over the world.
50 different countries. Now are they, so, because I'm getting an education, no pun intended, I think, David, but I'm going to get an education here along with all of our listeners. The majority of them on campus, you got a strong online outreach as well. Enlighten us.
Yeah, we are primarily a residential campus. On campus, we have a little over 2,500 students. When you add in online and other students, it's close to 3,000, but primarily residential student body. We are a university that take a great immense amount of effort to build a biblical worldview into every classroom, into the curriculum. This is not a teacher reading a Bible verse and saying a prayer at the beginning of class. The entire curriculum is infused with scripture and presented and taught from a biblical worldview.
So a biblical worldview from top to bottom, which you know, for some of our listeners out there, they may or may not be familiar. And the reason I say you're one of the best kept secrets, of course, you expanded it beyond the East Coast to 50 different countries, is because for anyone who knows kind of an education, somewhat history, if you take some of the Ivy League schools, and probably you're more schooled on this than I am, David, but you know, when you look at Harvard and Yale, some of these Ivy League schools and where they were founded, like the early charters, if you were to go back and examine the early charters, you find out early on they had a biblical worldview. Now they have gotten quite a bit, distanced themselves quite a bit from a biblical worldview, but you guys have really kind of narrowed the scope here and are in what I would call kind of rare air, or you might say a small percentage of schools, correct me if I'm wrong, that are taking that biblical worldview. Am I wrong?
No, you are exactly right. And in fact, when Bob Jones was founded in 1927, the primary driving motivation to that was our founder, who was an evangelist, Dr. Bob Jones Sr., saw that students were going to those schools, Harvard and Yale, that were traditionally deeply Christian universities, and they were losing their faith. He actually talked about college shipwrecks, that young Christian men and women were going to those colleges and their faith was being wrecked while they were there. And so that was the founding motivation for the university. And we are coming up in 2027 on our 100th anniversary of staying true to Scripture and to those foundational beliefs.
Well, which is a milestone in and of itself. 100 years is a milestone in and of itself. But then you add in the fact that you guys have been, you know, true to your calling, so to speak. I guess the way I would phrase it is nothing short of a miracle in today's world. And so when it comes to academic excellence and taking that biblical worldview, how do you feel, David? How do you feel? What kind of difference is that making, you know, out there in the world, would you say, in your estimation?
Well, you led this with that wonderful question of what does this have to do with the FBI and the CIA?
Yes.
That came because yesterday the FBI was recruiting students on our campus to work at the FBI. The CIA and the Secret Service also recruit here. And the reason for that is because students who have a deeply grounded biblical understanding of humanity and the work of God in the world and how humans function in the world are deeply desired by these government agencies. The character and the competence of a young Christian who is really well educated is deeply desirable. So those government agencies recruit here, and it goes beyond just the government agencies. One thing that I really stands out to me is another area like those government agencies that really values Christian character is the accounting world. And our accounting majors, just as one example of that, they are hired. Last year, if I remember correctly, we had all of our accounting majors had jobs lined up by the end of their sophomore year. We have people coming to recruit, and they can't recruit the juniors and seniors because they already have jobs lined up. So that kind of Christian character is so valued in the world today, but it's incredibly rare, and it makes our students in high demand. Our students, it's over 99% of our students have a job or are accepted into advanced education in the year after they graduate because they're in such high demand.
Well, that's amazing. Well, you don't go anywhere. We're going to come back with David Lovegrove, and you're going to hear more about Bob Jones University.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Truth Talk Live. Your host, Nikita Koloff, and we're talking with David Lovegrove, Bob Jones University, established 1927, getting ready to celebrate a century here just around the corner. David, how long have you been with Bob Jones University, and what's your role there specifically?
I've been here 22 years, and my job now is Chief Marketing Officer, so I am really focused on helping Christian young men and women find the place God would have them to train and develop their abilities to further his work in this world.
Well, and I want to tell you, you know, before we went to break, you were throwing out some pretty high percentages there. And I got a feeling our listeners are going to be thrilled to hear that there are some Jesus followers, some Christ believers that are heading off to the CIA and the FBI, as they have come under quite a bit of scrutiny as of late. And so just take a minute, reiterate once again, you were saying about just how well, you know, your highly educated students, how advanced because of their, you know, education, how, you know, their place in the job market. Take a minute and talk about that again.
Yeah, I'll just give you a couple of other examples. We have a medical school that is incredibly highly rated, that the national average at acceptance to medical school is 43%. And each year, our graduates get into medical school at a rate close to 100%. And some years, we're at 100%. And I can go down all of our programs in a very similar way. Our nursing students have a 98% pass rate on the nursing exam. Our engineering students have an 86% pass rate on an exam that's normally very low, under 50%. Actuarial science is one that really intrigues me. It's the mathematics of uncertainty, and it's really high-paying jobs in fields like insurance. The national average pass rate on that, on the actuarial exam, is about 50%. And we have had every single student that has taken it pass it. We're at 100% all-time rate. So it's just all of our programs are that way, just really superb outcomes for our students. They are really well prepared, both in their field of study, and then every student who goes through the full four-year program comes out with a Bible, a minor in Bible, as well as their regular field of study. So they're prepared both for ministry work, leadership, and for their field of their chosen career.
Yeah, out in the marketplace as well. And so pretty impressive statistics, to say the least. And so, wow. I guess I wasn't kidding when I said one of the best kept secrets is Bob Jones University. I'm glad we're able to have this conversation today and enlighten folks to, one, to your existence for those who maybe didn't know you existed. And perhaps they're as impressed by those numbers as I know I am, for one. Like, before we run out of time, how would people find out more about Bob Jones University, David?
Certainly, you can go to our website, bju.edu, and see more there. We would love to have you come visit. People who step on campus, that is their response. I had no idea that a place like this existed. A place teeming with Christian young people focused on the gospel and gospel work, preparing in a way that's really wonderful. And then we'd love to have people come visit. We have a program coming up called Living Gallery, which is hard to describe, but it is a staged music and acting presentation in which we reproduce gigantic masterpieces of art, but in which all of the characters are actually real humans, combined with drama and orchestral arrangements. It is something that we invite the community to. We have numerous people come to the Lord as a result of this program, and we would love to have people join us for that. Celebrate God's work, Christ's work on the cross, and get to see the university at the same time.
Is that a one-night production or multiple production, or how's that work?
Yeah, it is multiple nights, March 28th through 30th, leading up to Easter. We really think of it, it's an annual Easter tradition for many people in South Carolina. And so, it's multiple dates across March 28th through 30th.
March 28th through the 30th, Living Gallery Easter production. And of course, if they go to bju.edu, they can learn more about the college. Will they also, or can they gain the information, garner information on the production on the website as well?
They can. The easiest way to get information on Living Gallery is livinggallery.bju.edu.
livinggallery.bju.edu.
That's right.
That's pretty amazing. And so 22 years that you have been a part of this history-making university. And what would you say, maybe one of your final thoughts or last thoughts? I know you encourage people to come down and tour the campus. Any last thoughts for our listeners out there as to how they can pray for you guys and or any other insights?
Yeah, I think I would just say this. You said it's a kept secret. There are a lot of people questioning the value of college in today's world, and I completely understand that. And I would just say this is a university. I work here because it is different. This is a place that gives young people if a young person has a heart for the gospel and the ministry and for Christ, this is a place that can transform their lives to enable them to do far more than they ever dreamed possible. That's why I'm here, and I would just love to have people come join us.
Well, and I want to reiterate as well two things that really stand out to me, David, and I appreciate it. We're talking with David Lovegrove today with Bob Jones University, bju.edu. Make sure you go and check it out. If you've got a young person getting ready to graduate high school or is wanting or looking for a university to attend, you may have just found the one you're looking for. But David, two things that stand out to me. One, biblical worldview, which, you know, the percentages, you know, you look at all the studies, you know, as an evangelist, as a minister, I'm hammering people all the time, you know, to have a biblical worldview on all and every aspect of life. And then the other thing that stands out to me was that you said, correct me if I'm wrong, every graduate graduates with a minor in Bible. Did I hear that right?
Yeah, that's correct. And in fact, we just rolled out a new program where with just a little bit of arrangement of their schedule, every student can double major with a major in Bible as well as their career of interest with just within 4 years and just with some slight adjustments to their schedule. So Bible training is at the heart of our education. Every semester there are Bible classes, and then the Bible is infused in every classroom, no matter the topic.
That's amazing. BJU.edu, David Lovegrove. Don't go away. We'll be back. Stay where you're at. Don't change that dial.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome back, Truth Talk Live. Hey, I want to give away some more 8x10 autographed photos. Your host, Nikita Koloff here, host of The Man Up Show on Saturdays on Truth Radio and the podcast, The Man Up Show, Q&A with Koloff as well, a little bonus show there. And I want to give away some autographed 8x10s. So how about a little Bible trivia? Let's test your knowledge. Speaking of education and Christian education, talking with David Lovegrove from Bob Jones University the first half hour. Hey, you're going to call in to 866-348-7884. That's 866-34-TRUTH. And here's the first question for whoever wants to win an 8x10 autographed photo of yours truly, the Russian Nightmare. Finish the passage. Store up for yourselves blank in heaven. Store up for yourselves blank in heaven. Fill in the passage. I'm going to go ahead and give you some answers, and you can choose one. I'm going to make it real easy for you on this first one. Is it faith, hope, treasures, or money? Store up for yourselves blank in heaven. 866-348-7884. 866-34-TRUTH. Give us a call. Win that 8x10 autograph photo of yours truly. Speaking of education and Bible trivia, I'm just reminded today after that conversation with David, I'm just reminded of the Lord just put it on my heart, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 18. And it's the armor of God. You would probably agree with me, especially after listening, if you tuned in and were listening to that conversation I had with David about the importance of having a biblical worldview, the importance of knowing the Bible. Can you imagine that? How many graduates out there, and whether it's the CIA, the FBI, or any other marketplace job, having a grounded biblical view, like for real, All right. Come on, I want to give away that 8x10. Finish the passage. Store for yourselves blank in heaven. And is it faith, hope, treasures, or money? Call in and let's get you to answer that Bible trivia question. The full armor of God. You ever thought about that? Man, we need the full armor of God more now than it seems like ever before. I mean, the warfare is real, right? If you're paying attention at all, you can see when the Bible discusses good versus evil, if you have eyes to see, it's pretty clear to see the evil that is taking place out there in our world, especially in the area of education, right? And the attack on our children's education. I mean, all through education. Some would go as far as to say it's not an education anymore, it's an indoctrination, right? Some might even take it that far. And I'd be hard-pressed not to argue with them because it seems like, you know, with whether it's the books in school that they're putting in these children's libraries and all the filth and evil and wickedness from Bible reading stories to anyway, just mind blowing. I think we got a caller here, Rob from Charlotte, North Carolina, and he might have an answer to my trivia question. Rob, are you there?
I am here. Are you there?
I am, Rob. Thanks for calling into Truth Talk Live. And you've got an answer to my Bible trivia question?
Sure. Lay up treasures.
That's it, right? Store up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Let me test your Bible knowledge, Rob. Do you know any more? What's the rest? Do you know?
I'm not sure what version you're reading from, but where thieves can't break in and mold and rust, you know, destroy.
Come on.
I'm trying it. Come on now.
you're good. Where thieves can't break in and steal and moths, you know, can't destroy and get rust, right? So Matthew 6:20, I was going to test and see if you knew the actual address, but I'll just give it to you. Matthew 6:20, but you
thank you.
Yes, sir, Rob. You've got the first 8x10 autograph photo. I appreciate you being calling in today to True Talk Live, man.
That's awesome. All right, Nikita, listen, I'm going to send it to my nephew in Michigan who's struggling with addiction, but he loves wrestling. And I am going to send it to him, and we're going to pray for Matthew.
Matthew. Honestly. Yeah, in Jesus' name. Yeah, we pray for it just in agreement together right now, Lord, that you can use this 8x10 autograph to touch the heart of Matthew and Lord, set him free from those addictions and help him on the straight and narrow path. Right, Rob? In Jesus' name?
Yes, sir.
Help awesome.
Lord.
All right, you hang tight. Awesome, we'll get your information and we'll get that signed to Matthew, okay?
Yeah, that'd be tremendous.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you. True Talk Live here. And we got our first winner. I'm going to go ahead and throw another Bible trivia question out there since we're discussing education today and or the difference between education and indoctrination. Here's question number two. Okay. You're going to call into 866-348-7884. That's 866-34-TRUTH. T-R-U-T-H. Where did Paul write the book of Philippians? Where did the Apostle Paul write the book of Philippians? Call us, give us the right answer, and you will get a personalized autographed photo from yours truly, the Russian Nightmare Nikita Koloff. And back to the armor of God for a moment. Let's just further educate ourselves here. There's quite a few pieces to the armor, and I'm wondering how many know all the pieces to the armor. I think you can call in for that too and see how much knowledge you have of the armor of God. Ephesians chapter 6, I'll give you that. 866-348-7884, 866-34 Truth. You can call in if you want to share your memory, test your memory on the armor of God. We'll see how many pieces of the armor you might get right. Or for an 8x10 autographed photo, where did Paul write the book of Philippians? Call in and we'll get you that answer. Always looking for, looking, you know, and by the way, you don't have to be a wrestling fan to get the 8x10. Now, you may have someone in your sphere of influence who is a wrestling fan, like Rob just had, and be praying for Matthew there. And who knows, the armor of God. Come on, I'm going to give it to you, but I'm going to first test your memory to see who knows, because it's important. In today's world, you know, education is certainly important. And, you know, talking with David Lovegrove from Bob Jones University today and the impressive statistics of the graduates of Bob Jones University and grounding them in a biblical worldview. But even if you don't go to a university or go to a college, or, you know, and go that path of education, it's still important to know the Word of God. So we need to be educated. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The wiles of the devil. And this is one of my favorite scriptures. You probably never guess why. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Figure out why I like that one. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up, or you might say, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand, withstand in the days of evil. Are the days evil out there? Yes, they are. Pay attention to what's going on in our world today. Right? It's important to have on the full armor of God, the full armor of God, not to be partially armored up, but to have on the full armor of God so that we can withstand in the day of evil, be able to stand, and having done all, to remain standing, right? So that's Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 13. And I'm going to hold off for our final segment before I give you all the armor. We got Jack from Greensboro. Jack, you have an answer for me, Jack?
Yes, sir.
What you got?
Paul wrote the book of Philippians from a prison in Rome.
Ding, ding, ding. Philippians 1:13. You are correct, Paul. Or excuse me, I'm sorry, Paul. You are correct, Jack. You are correct. Paul wrote it from prison. Hang tight. We're going to get your information, and we'll be sure to get that 8x10 out. Thank you for calling into Truth Talk Live, Jack. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
All right. Greensboro, North Carolina. And we're going to give you maybe one more trivia question when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome back, Truth Talk Live. Your host of the Man Up Show and Q&A with Koloff, Nikita Koloff. And I am here. We're all here today getting an education. Seems like our show today centers around education. I want to give away another 8x10. I want to give away another 8x10. I want somebody to call in. I'm going to give you a hint. Six pieces of armor. Okay. Six pieces of armor. Ephesians chapter 6, 866-348-7884. 866-34-TRUTH. Here's your next trivia question. Test your knowledge here and how well educated you are. What does Paul mean when he says, "For I am now offered, and the time of my departure is at hand"? Your choices are: he's about to leave on a mission trip, he is about to be executed, he's about to kill himself, he is about to be brought to prison. What does Paul mean when he says, "For I am now offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. Call in. If you have the answer, we're going to give you a free 8x10 autographed photo of yours truly, the Russian Nightmare. What's the Russian Nightmare? Now, the Devil's Nightmare. 866-348-7884. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or if you know the six pieces of the armor, because we're to put on the full armor of God, give me a call, and I want to find out, hey, if you get them all right, maybe you get a, maybe you get an 8x10 autograph photo as well. Just throw that in as a bonus. Only got a few minutes left, and I'm going to hold off. I'm just holding off to see if somebody's going to call in with the answer to the armor of God or the answer to my trivia question. So call in 866-348-7884. Let me hear from you. I want to hear from you. Full armor of God. Ephesians chapter 6. Take up the whole armor. Put on the whole armor of God. We need the full armor in today's world. We need it. Okay? We need it. We're in a war, spiritual battle. What did Ephesians 6:12 say? We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Okay? So who knows? Who can tell me what the pieces of the armor are? What are we supposed to armor ourselves up with? Who knows the trivia question? What does Paul mean when he says, "For I am now offered, and the time of my departure is at hand"? Looks like we've got a caller here, Nancy from Raleigh, North Carolina. Nancy, are you there?
I'm here.
Welcome to True Talk Live. Now, do you have an answer to the armor or an answer to my trivia question, Nancy?
The trivia question.
All right. What do you got for me, Nancy?
The poor guy was about to be executed.
Bam! Ding, ding, ding! Nancy is our third winner for today. Man, I think I've made these questions too easy. But hey, Nancy, I am curious. Do you know the address just by chance off the top of your head? If not, you still get the photo.
The address?
Scripture reference.
The address of where he was executed?
No, I call the scripture reference the address. Like, what's the address? You know, but do you happen to know the scripture reference just out of curiosity? And if not, you still get the 8x10. It's okay.
Unfortunately, off the top of my head, no.
All right. 2 Timothy 4:6 for you and all of our listeners out there. 2 Timothy 4:6. And I appreciate you calling in today, Nancy. And you hang tight. We're going to get all your information, and we'll get that 8x10 sent out to you, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Nancy. Raleigh, North Carolina. All right. We only got a few minutes left here, so we got our third winner. So I might get a bonus. I might give a bonus photo out there for anyone who can tell me the six pieces of the armor, putting on the full armor of God. I'm waiting. Somebody out there is educated. We're talking about education today. And the importance of knowing the Word of God, and the importance of knowing the Bible. I want to tell you what, I'm going to say this while I'm waiting for another caller and before I give you the answer to the full armor. I was at the NRB recently with Stu Epperson Jr., and his mom came up and recited from memory, not just James chapter 1, but James. She gave us a bonus. She gave us James chapter 1 and chapter 2 from memory. I mean, you want to talk about impressive. It was like for me, like jaw dropping. I'm like, oh my gosh. Hey, it looks like we got Dakota here from Virginia with a answer to my armor question. Dakota, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, where in Virginia are you, Dakota?
Roanoke
Civic Center. I remember that place well.
Yes.
Have you had you ever been to the Roanoke Civic Center, Dakota?
Yes, many times.
All right. For anything, like at what events? I'm just curious.
Church events. Jeff Dunham was there once.
All right. Very good. Roanoke Civic Center. So you have an answer for me. So, all right, Dakota, let's see. Go ahead. Tell me the armor of God.
I believe it is the helmet of salvation.
Yep.
The breastplate of righteousness.
Yep.
The sword of truth.
Yep.
The shield of faith.
Yep.
The boots of peace.
Okay. That's five. Got one more? You're working on it. You're thinking. You're thinking.
I had it a minute ago.
Well, I want to tell you what. You got five out of six. Let me just go ahead and read them, Dakota. Of course, I've got the New King James, but it says, "Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth." So that's really kind of the one you maybe technically might have missed. Girding our waist with truth, putting on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking up the shield of faith, which you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is, do you know it, Dakota? What's the sword
of the
Spirit?
The word of God.
The word of God, that is right. And then I'm just going to throw in verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. And Dakota, Roanoke, Virginia, you know what? You got five out of six. You hang tight, and we're going to get your information, and I'm just going to send out a bonus 8x10 autograph photo. And I don't know if you're a wrestling fan, but maybe you know somebody who is, Dakota, and you can pass the photo along. How's that sound?
Hey, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. And thank you for being a part of True Talk Live today, and you have a blessed day, okay?
You too. God bless.
All right. Thank you. And you know, I want to, you know, each and every week I get infrequently, but maybe I need to do this more. I don't know, but I'm having a lot of fun with True Talk Live, and I know each and every day that we come in, whether it's Stu Epperson Jr., Robbie Dillmore, Dr. Carson, or a whole host of individuals who host True Talk Live, and we just bring you just a variety of topics, and because we want to educate you. Since we're talking about education today, we want to educate you on the things of God. And I hope you are appreciative of True Talk Radio and especially True Talk Live. And I want to thank David Lovegrove one more time for opening up our show today and just being a part of our discussion on education and how important. I want to encourage you. I was actually praying on the way up here to the radio station today. I was praying specifically, didn't even know I was going to be interviewing him or talking with him today, but I was praying for the area of education, just because of how, like, I've got four children. I've got 11 grandchildren, number 12 on the way. And you know, the attack on our children, on their identity, the attack on their minds and their little soul and spirit. We need to be praying for our children, and we need to be praying for our educators, from college presidents to professors, to principals, to teachers. My mom was in education for nearly 50 years. She was a teacher's aide. And she worked at an elementary school, one that I went to my first few years, she was in the area of education, and she just loved children, and she loved educating children. And so let's make sure we're praying for our educators. Can you commit to that? Pray for our educators on every level: elementary, middle school, high school, college. let's pray for our educators, because they need prayer. We need to weed out the ones that are there for the wrong reasons and pray in the ones that want to be there for the right reasons. Because I tell you, education is important. You and I both know that. And you may not be destined for college, but you don't have to go to college to be educated. And so thanks for tuning in to True Talk Live. Your host, Nikita Koloff. Catch you again sometime soon. Go over to the Man Up Show. Check that out. Q&A with Koloff as well. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.